Hello, I'm Fred Stella, president of the Interfaith Dialogue Association. Welcome to another edition of Common Threads. Let me tell you something that happened just a few months ago. I received a Facebook message from a friend of mine, and she said, I have these two friends, which were copied on the message, and they are a part of a movement, an organization. It's Catholic, and their focus is to build strong marriages. Not just build strong marriages, but to actually redeem marriages that might be destined for the dust pile. Well, this intrigued me, so I reached out to everyone involved in this thread, and that ended up in a meeting, and I was introduced to an organization and a movement called Retrovie. Retrovie is a nonprofit organization. It comes from Canada, originally from Quebec, hence the French-sounding name. And in 1978, the program was translated into English and later expanded to include the post-weekend. The program spread to other provinces of Canada and here to the United States. Today, Retrovie is offered in six languages in over 150 communities and more than 25 countries around the world. Two people who will claim that their marriage was saved by Retrovie are Julie and Tony Gessner. They're here in Grand Rapids. We are in Grand Rapids. And I said, you know, we really should probably talk about this here on Common Threads. So I invited them in, and they are here. And hello to you both. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Fred. Thank you for the invite.
Certainly. And Julie.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. I must say, our meeting together a couple of months ago was really a wonderful night, not only because you guys paid for my dinner, although I must say that was a bonus, but you and another couple told me some pretty amazing stories, not only about yourselves, but about other people who have gone through this program. And for people who are in very challenging marriages, it sounds like, you know, I would hate to use a superlative such as like, this is the answer, but it certainly seems like something to be considered. So why don't you give us a bit of history about both the organization as it came into your life and your marriage and how it worked?
Okay. Well, we've been married almost 30 years now, and we had kind of started doing something that we call the married singles lifestyle, where I started pursuing more things that interested me and less things that interested Julie. And Julie would probably say much the same. And we drifted further apart, and it inevitably ended up crashing and burning. And our relationship was in a very ugly place. And we started seeing counselors, one in particular who was very good. And we made a lot of progress, but our marriage still wasn't where we wanted it to be. You agree?
Sure, absolutely. Yep.
And so we were looking for anything. We were looking for that magic thing that was going to give us what we needed to take it to the next level. And I stumbled across something on the internet. It's spelled really oddly. I pronounced it Retroville, which is, you know, the name of a town that Jimmy Neutron used to live in and the cartoon our children watched. But what I read about it sounded really intriguing to us. Learning a different method of communicating with each other. And moreover, I liked that the onus was on us to do the work, and it wasn't us working with a counselor or us working with some other strangers. It was us working together on the tools that they taught.
Yeah, so from my perspective, so, you know, there's always two sides of the story, right? So from my perspective, you know, our, like Tony was saying, our marriage was in a state of disillusionment. And all marriages go through specific phases. You know, there's romance, and then there's
Reality
hit sets in, yep. And then you start to go into phases of disillusionment. And for us, then misery came around, right? And so when we were in that state of misery, it seems as though there was no answer. So then we started counseling, and we were into that state of we're leading to divorce, right? And that hurt our hearts terribly. So we started looking for solutions, and we had began counseling. And like Tony said, it just we were in a good place, but not in a great one. And we knew that we had to keep growing in our marriage or we would fall apart, right? So he began his search on the internet and fell into a program called Retrovi. And I was apathetic to the whole experience. Yeah, we've been through something similar before. I'll try it. You know, what are we out? Let's just give it a whirl. And off we went to our weekend. Why don't you talk a little, Tony, about how what happened just as we were approaching our weekend?
As we were getting towards the weekend, we were getting nervous, both of us, because we had been through, as Julie said, programs that were similar, kind of the same dynamic. But this was quite a bit different, we came to realize, because it's presented by couples that have been exactly where we are. Their problems may not have been the same, but the pain that they experienced was the same. And they had made progress in their relationship using these tools. So, as you would expect, we show up on Friday night and we're really, really tense, not knowing what was going to go on and realizing that, you know, if we don't learn something well and learn something good, we could head down that path we were on before. So I guess that kind of inspired me to pay very close attention. And ultimately through the weekend, we learned, we noticed that we started to sit closer together, holding hands, which we hadn't been doing for a while. And we were really becoming reconnected. And that was through a lot of the exercises we were doing as a couple.
Right. So Retrovi, as Tony mentioned, we came to a weekend. And so the format of the program is to really come to a weekend, sort of like boot camp style, right? So we were in had to be in the same room with my spouse, who I didn't really like very much for the whole weekend, right? So that was an interesting experience as we were coming in the door. But what I quickly realized about the program is we weren't alone. You know, so many times, as we shared with you during dinner, was that couples who are in this state of misery or disillusionment in our marriages tend to think we're all by ourselves and that there's nobody else going through this pain and this struggle. So when I walked into the room and saw maybe 11, 12 other couples all there in the same room for the same reason, my heart began to change.
Tell me a little bit about the counseling that you had beforehand. Where did it help you and where did it leave you? It obviously didn't leave you at the acme of your relationship. It clearly did not fill the bill, but you said that it did something. And what is the difference between counseling and Retrovi?
From my experience, we went to the counselor right after we had quite a breakdown in our marriage, and we were looking for anything that would help us, you know, just put some scotch tape on that broken plate to hold it together.
Let me stop you there for just a second. Were you both looking for something?
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree that mm-hmm. put you 10 points ahead of a lot of other couples?
Yep. I would agree with that. But I also think that even in couples where one spouse is not as invested as the other at a given moment, if they look back, that broke down over time, and you can re-grasp that, and you can regrow that commitment to your marriage, which is all based on decisions that we have to consciously make. Mm-hmm. And that was part of what we learned through counseling. Counseling ultimately for me was geared more towards healing things inside myself and fixing things that maybe I didn't acknowledge within my personality, or hearing somebody else tell me, yeah, those are probably things that aren't good for your relationship. The difference, by contrast, for Retrovi is it's the two of us working on the same tools at the same time and having the commitment between the two of us to practice those tools every day. And through that, just through seeing the commitment that your spouse has to doing the same things with you at the same time, it grows trust. It grows it grows that commitment. So you know, one hand washes the other and one helps the other build. And ultimately, we also, through Retrovi, were learning very much that we needed to put God in the center of our relationship instead of Tony trying to fix this, because I'm quite a fixer personality style. And I can't do it myself. I can't change Julie. But what I can do is I can work on myself and I can trust God to give Julie the tools that she needs.
Mm-hmm. Julie, did you have the same experience with the counselor, that it was good in that it did show you a little bit more of yourself that you might not have realized was there?
Similarly, in counseling, I would say that for me, counseling really helped me to identify the things that only I needed to work on. Right, things from my past or my childhood, things that that were occurring in the present tense that only I could work on. And then Retrovi really brought me to a place where I could share that and invite my spouse in. You know, and that was the important piece that connected the two together for us, I believe, and especially for me. And in Retrovi, over time, we began to use the tools that we were learning to restore trust and security in our relationship. And that's where the hope returned. And that's when the rediscovery started to begin. And we continued counseling post-Retrovi as well to continue that healing process that journey that we needed to take.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Retrovi does not tell you what to do otherwise. If something else is in the mix to help heal or fix the marriage, that's just fine by them.
Well, for sure, because there's things that we're not equipped to help with. Say there's a substance abuse problem or an addiction. Those are things that you need to work on with yourself. We're not professional counselors, so we're not qualified. While we might have some good advice, we're not qualified to clinically help with that. So, yeah, for sure, seeing a counselor on those issues is fantastic. But then incorporating those into your marriage and helping your spouse understand what you're going through and how that's affecting you at that time gives them a little bit of a blueprint on how they can best help you at that time and be the best spouse they can be to help you become the best person you can be.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Common Threads on WGVU. I'm Fred Stella, and with me today are Tony and Julie Gessner, and we're talking about Retrovi, a program for healing marriages. So in the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned that one of the issues, and I'm sure it was only one.
Oh, yeah.
that you were into things that she wasn't into, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Do you think that it's okay to have interests that you are only involved in? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And perhaps Julie can have things that if she's into wall hangings and you're into
right.
opera, you know, do you have to schlep her along to the opera?
No.
Okay.
Well, I judge that it's not only okay, it's essential for us all to have our unique interests. For example, I like fishing. Julie does not like fishing. I like golf. Julie will dabble at golf, but it's not a huge fan. So those are things that I pretty much would pursue myself. However, through explaining the feelings I get when I do those activities, it intrigued Julie. And so, for example, fishing, we found a way to make that fit us as a couple. So we'll go out. I've got this little aluminum fishing boat. It's just a tiny little thing. And we'll go out on a lake, and I'll do fishing, and Julie will be in the front of the boat, and she'll read a book or she'll do whatever. And it's just good quality time, the two of us, even though I'm pursuing an activity I want and she's pursuing something she wants. And, you know, even found out that Julie can drive the boat with the trolling motor, which was total shocker, which is kind of nice.
And do you eat fish?
I do eat fish.
Okay, well, there you go.
Including the ones he catches.
Yeah. You catch, she eats.
Yeah.
Our tummies are filled. Yes, and you know, and autonomy is a good thing, right? We're all autonomous individuals who have our own unique personalities and interests. And sharing that with our spouse is the important piece, right? We don't have to like everything that our spouse does. You know, Tony likes bowling, not so much for me, right? But we can share the things together and make it a date day. You know, make it something that we can share with our spouse in a different way that's unique to us as individuals. And I think that's a fun thing, too. And you learn a little bit more about your spouse when you try to do those things.
But there's also things that we pursue individually. Like Julie mentioned, bowling. I'm on a bowling league. Sure. I do that with the guys. I go out on Tuesday nights. We bowl. We have some fun. And then go back to our activities at night. Julie has no interest in doing that, and that's totally okay.
Sure.
Julie gets her nails done or a manicure. I don't have any interest in doing that, and it would be a waste of money because I would destroy it the next day anyway. So, it's not only good, I think it's essential for couples to have common interests and individual interests.
I agree. Yep.
It's the balance where we had to find. There was a time when, like Tony had mentioned earlier on, how those activities become a single's lifestyle, where there's so many activities, for example, where there is no time with your spouse, and then it becomes disconnecting.
Right.
You're not able to connect emotionally, which is a need in the relationship. And so that's where it starts to become a chipping away at your marriage.
Right. If I can share an example, there was a time several years ago, and it was over the summer. I had a golf league. I had two bowling leagues that I was on. My son enjoyed golfing with me. And we also wanted to include them in some things like bowling or whatever. So that pretty much left one night that I had to have with Julie just alone. And that was oftentimes taken up by kids' activities or whatnot. I thought I was happier pursuing these leagues. But ultimately found out after I quit one of the bowling leagues and the golf league had ended, I was a lot happier when I had a little bit of alone time, but also had a lot more connected time with Julie.
Were you just as guilty or not as much?
Well, during that time, prior to Retrovi, I was a volunteeraholic. So a lot of your audience will relate to that, where we're all volunteering for activities so much so that we're away from our homes and our lives in a common sense. So during that time that Tony just described, it was post-Retrovi, and prior to Retrovi, I would not have had the trust in him or in our relationship to come to him and say, "Tony, I'm feeling alone." And through Retrovi and the tools that we learned, I was able to come to him with some intrepidation and say, "I'm feeling alone. Let's do something about what's happening right now. I have a need for more quality time." And so then he was able to decide for himself which of those activities were important to him still. And I could appreciate that. And he gave up some so that he could have more time for our relationship. And that really spoke a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And it was really through Retrovi that we were able to get to that place where we could share that need with one another.
Right. Prior to Retrovi, had we had that conversation, it would most likely have ended up with an argument between the two of us over time or money or the like. You know, the big three that couples argue about: money, time, and sex.
Sure, sure. Now, there is, of course, a very clear spiritual component to Retrovi. And when our mutual friend wrote me, she said, "You know, this program really, really helped my marriage." And I'm not Catholic, but Retrovi is Catholic. I mean, tell us how it is Catholic and yet how you go beyond the parameters of healing just Catholic marriages.
Well, marriage is clearly not just a Catholic thing. Mm-hmm. And while it is Catholic in origin, it was developed by a Catholic priest and some lay couples. The goal of Retrovi is not to convert, and it is not to evangelize either. It's to help couples heal their marriage. It is definitely Christian in origin, and we talk about how healing was taught by Christ, and that that's where our power for healing comes from. So there is that flavor. But the whole weekend and the post-weekend experience is about incorporating God into your marriage, about rebuilding the trust between the two of you. But it's, I would say it's an important piece, but it's not mandatory that you have any faith even. Because
yeah, didn't you say that there was an atheist couple?
We have couples that come from very large variety of faiths, or like I said, no faith whatsoever. And oftentimes couples that come to Retrovi, one or both, are really struggling in their faith because they're in this painful place. Where's their faith in God? How do I trust God when I've gotten to this point where everything is crumbling around me? But I think when you, it's a judgment, when you see your relationship start to just show even little glimmers of hope, when those things start to, like a seed sprouting, it helps your faith in God grow, because I believe that's where that comes from, is God giving us the grace and the power to overcome those struggles that are put in front of us. We can get ourselves into a heck of a mess, but with the help of God, we can get ourselves out of it as well.
And how about, for instance, the Catholic definition of marriage? One of the things that Catholicism stresses is no artificial birth control. Let's say you have two Protestants in there, or two whatevers. Are they going to hear that they can no longer practice birth control because this is a Catholic thing?
No, they are not. And actually, we also have had non-denominational weekends in Grand Rapids as well, where a Protestant minister has been that faith component. The goal of that minister or that priest is not to convert them or to preach a religious standpoint. It's more to introduce and rekindle that faith in God.
Right. From personal experience in that, the Retrovi program, as Tony had mentioned early on, is set up with two couples who have been through the program, and then you have a spiritual director, such as a priest or a pastor couple that are alongside of you. And prior to our Retrovi weekend, I had lost my connection to the church. We had some disillusionment with our church. And what our time with Retrovi over the years has done is restored that faith in the church as a whole, but then in my own spiritual direction and in God himself through the program. So that over time has really helped me to develop as an individual, which then only blossoms in our relationship. So I think over the course of that weekend and then our post-program and then following the Retrovi program over a long period of time really helps that spiritual direction come back to a relationship, not in a way of so much of evangelization, mm-hmm. but just in that way of relationship.
The last time we spoke to one another, which was at that dinner, you mentioned a pastor couple from a very conservative expression of Christianity. And they, from what I can guess or what we talked about, they had some anti-Catholic feelings. But if you recall the conversation I'm referring to, they kind of walked away with a better impression of Catholicism. Am I correct?
Maybe not Catholicism per se, but certainly Catholics.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's right. That's what the
group of
us, was about.
The group of us that were there, it was a mixed group as far as religious teachings go. And you could see some of their walls come down, both metaphorically and physically, seeing them get more relaxed, knowing that the bulk of the people in that room were Catholic. But when you break down those barriers, you realize that we're all the same, and especially in a couple or couples that have seen their way kind of through the weeds, seeing their faith in God and seeing that come out between them and the forgiveness that is evident between them, I think that speaks to anybody or any Christian faith.
Yeah, I think what I was alluding to is that it brings the church to life, right? And it makes us real. And like Tony was saying, it brings that experiences together in like-minded opportunities to really connect with one another and understand each other from our all perspectives and backgrounds.
Mm. As we're winding down this particular episode, first of all, if somebody is interested in pursuing a program or connecting with Retrovie in any way, what would you recommend them do?
The first step is check it out online, helpourmarriage.org, all one word. Or you can go to retrovigrandrapids.org, but that's quite a bit more to spell.
Yeah, I would.
There are links off from the international site that would lead you to the Grand Rapids community. But the information is out there on the international site with links to register for a weekend, as well as a number to call if you want more information. So,
okay.
The very first step is to make an inquiry. Go to helpourmarriage.org and search for a community that's local to you as a couple. Click on that link and it will allow you to make an inquiry. And that's the very first step. And often that's the first step in your journey. And it's wonderful. So please go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very quickly, Retrovie is spelled RetrovieIlle. So you can imagine why they came up with a different website than Retrovie.org or something. When in this Facebook email chain, when I was told, this couple wants to talk to you about Retrovie, I thought it was a multi-level.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Samway have a new branch that I don't know about.
We'll clean your marriage up. It's concentrated.
Well, Julie and Tony, it's been wonderful speaking to you today, and I have more questions, so I hope that you'll be able to make it back here next week.
For sure.
We'd love to.
Excellent. You've been listening to Common Threads here on WGVU. I'm Fred Stella. My guests today, Tony and Julie Gessner, and we've been talking about Retrovie. Please join us again next week right here on WGVU.